302 for the record. We have a person in the quarter, representing the fuel, representing the party myself. We have a quorum. We have one item of business, of course. It's an amendment to the Somerville contract from last year, which expired this year. It's time to revisit the issue. So without further ado, we have Mr. Somerville up here. Ted Hopley, who's the acting supervisor, I guess, maybe the best way to put it. Ted, maybe you want to come up first and just give us a recap of what this contract may or may not cover, what Ron has done perhaps over the last year, just in brief terms.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, my name is Ted Hopley, for the record. I'm the Senate House Majority Counsel. I'm the project director for the contract with Ron Somerville. As most of you know, he's been on contract for quite some time now with the legislature. The motion before the committee is for the extension of that contract for a year. Mr. Somerville works primarily on state and federal resource issues for the House. The subject matter that he's worked on is fairly widespread. He advises committees, he advises individual legislators, he advises me, he advises the Speaker of the House on matters related to access issues, rights of way, water rights, surface lands issues, navigability determinations, and a host of other issues that many of you are aware of through working with him directly. He's been a paid consultant. He works on an hourly basis. He reports directly to me, to the Rules Chairman, the Speaker, and he's directed from time to time to perform certain tasks. He generally bills less time than his contract allows for, and I believe his current contract expired. It's no longer current on January 20th, 2002. This would extend that through the remainder of the calendar year. If there are any questions more specific, I'd be happy to answer. And Ron is here as well.
Thank you, Ed, for the record. We've been blessed by this. Are there questions? I believe Ted, there's a report or there's some communication between yourself and the speaker on various projects. They're all raised to about $4 million. And this amount is for $100,000. That's not to exceed, so that's the maximum. Maybe we're going to reach that, it could be a lot less.
Mr. Chairman. Just trying to look at the contract. This extends it to 2003, and you're saying that the amount of $100,000 is between January 21st, I guess it would be of 2002, to the end of January 2003?
Mr. Chairman, actually, I think you misstated the amount. The contract extension, the way it's drafted, is for $50,000 gross total between January 20th and 2000.
Okay. Okay. So, and if I could continue, Mr. Chairman, what do you anticipate this next year in terms of Mr. Somerville's?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jewell, he's currently working on a variety of issues with the Resources Committee and with House members of the majority. He's working on water rights legislation right now. You know, the federal permitting for water rights usage. He's working on submerged lands issues right now, including the Navigability Commission, both the joint federal commission to be established. To help the state to better establish a list of navigable waters within the state that's been lacking for some time. He's working right now on issues related to access to private lands and federally surrounded lands, both with ANCSA 17B easement issues, the RS 2477 rights of way issues. Session brings a lot of surprises, and I'm sure there are lots of resource issues that arise between now and June. That will also be assigned to
if I could follow to some of your points. Last year when we went through this, the question was asked, who works for the majority of the legislature? And I think the answer came back, it's for the legislature. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jewell, technically, of course, he works for the legislature because he's on contract with the House Rules Committee.
And given some of the things that you said he's working on, and you stated that he's working for some members of the majority on certain items, and I'm just wondering whether or not some of those items, for those of us in the majority who may also have an interest, we can see that.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jewell, the answer is an unequivocal yes. He is freely available for any members who would like to consult him on these issues. In past years, he's provided periodic updates and reports to the minority leader. He's provided summaries and work descriptions for some of the issues he's worked on, and continues to be available for them upon requests. He certainly is available for them.
Okay.
They are issues that affect our members.
All right, and finally, to the issue of something that you alluded to, I think, in very broad terms. You did a good job being, because we don't know where it's going to come, but you know, the issue of subsistence, should that come up, I would assume, that as a resource issue for the Resources Committee and others.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jewell, yes, that issue is inevitably going to rise again, and I will certainly turn to Ron for his advice and counsel on that issue, as I'm sure other members of the House will.
And then just a process. Could you remind me how come we do this at rules instead of at council?
Pam, it's my understanding that anything above 25,000 comes to rules.
Oh, above the 25. Okay. That's.
Those are questions for Mr. Buckley. Are there questions for Mr. Sunko? Is anyone here in the audience who's to comment? Contacts and names.
I would move to approve the contract extension.
There's a motion to move contract practice extension as written.
And I would object.
And there's an objection?
Yeah. Isn't that where we do this?
Yeah. Speak to the objection.
Well, you know, I know we as the legislature, you know, you're free to hire who you're going to have, and you've got the numbers here to do that. On some of the issues that, you know, on a politically speaking, you're not always on the same page with Mr. Somerville, but I understand that. Well, he does work for the legislature, and I guess some of this stuff I'll just have to. I've never asked Mr. Somerville if you want anything for us on the flip side of the coin, and maybe I'm just going to have to test those waters out at some point. But I just, you know, I just leave my objection in place, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Jewell. I just might add that if we fail to adopt this amended contract, we won't have that opportunity. But certainly, you know, as we proceed, of course, the next year,
well, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, Just give me about 30 seconds, all right?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just thinking of something here that.
Okay.
That.
While you're thinking, Representative.
Well, I don't want to interrupt your thought process, but I did want to mention something for your benefit. First of all, the activity that Mr. Somerville is involved in that is really our point person on trying to establish a joint commission on navigable waters and submerged lands. I think it's got the potential for great assistance, regardless of the point of view,
right.
For the the state and getting those things resolved. So if there were nothing else on this plate, that would be a some of the significance. But cutting to the chase, it's very hard for anybody that's active in the state over a period of years not to have expressed an opinion on all sorts of things. But I can assure you that regardless of Mr. Somerville's opinion on any particular point that might come down his path, he's very good at following direction. I guess the best proof of that pudding is, as you recall, while Mr. Somerville was on contract, the House passed a subsistence amendment. So I don't really know personally whether he was in favor of that or not in favor of that.
But
his advice in the law in that area is very good.
And that's kind of why I'm taking some time to think here, because I think we're going to go down this trail again. And
he is, again, just a resource.
I understand.
Us here at the table, there's a split.
I understand that, Mr. Chairman, and that's why I'm thinking about all of this, knowing that oftentimes politically we might be have differing views, which, as you alluded to, many of us do, and from the direction of Mr. Somerville. I mean, just over the years, I guess, we've at least in that issue, have differing views. But also thinking about the upcoming opportunities. But I think I will. Can I get about 1 minute of your time and call out for an at ease?
Yeah,
thank you. And let's just, if I.
Meeting back to order. Representative Joe, you still want to maintain your objection?
Mr. Chairman, I recognize the fact that I probably could, but at this point I'll drop my objection.
Okay, motion is to move the contract amendment, Mr. Somerville. Seeing or hearing no objection, the contract is approved. And having no further business, of course, we'll turn to Rotary. Reggie, you want to?